Unit 8, Lesson 8A, Exercises 4 and 5.
In 2013, Edward Snowden was a highly trusted US government employee with a bright career ahead of him. After spending time as a computer specialist with the CIA, he was working for the NSA, or National Security Agency, another US government intelligence organization. His job gave him access to a lot of information about top-secret computer and phone hacking operations. In May 2013, Snowden left the NSA office in Hawaii and flew to Hong Kong. With him were tens of thousands of top-secret government files that he had downloaded over a long period of time. Later, he showed some of these documents to three journalists. The documents revealed that the NSA and other agencies were hacking into phone and computer systems and listening in on millions of everyday communications between private citizens. The government may have started doing this in order to obtain information about criminals and terrorists, but it now had access to almost unlimited information about everyone, including their political views and personal lives. Snowden's revelations sounded a lot like a conspiracy theory, the kind of plot that you get in films, but the information that he had was real. As more revelations emerged, there was a huge public outcry, and the reputation of the US government abroad was damaged. People simply didn't know that the government was watching them in this way. In effect, it meant that every time they bought something online, sent an email, posted a message, or made a phone call, someone could be watching or listening in. Snowden may have downloaded up to a million confidential US government documents. Some people say it's possible that there was a cover-up about how much damage Snowden caused, because the government has often denied that he was in a senior position, whilst he claims that he was. One thing is definite. He will certainly be prosecuted and probably serve a long time in prison if he returns to his home country. In June 2013, Snowden flew to Moscow. After a month spent living in Moscow airport, while he waited for the Russian government to issue him with papers, he was allowed to stay in the country. He has been there ever since, although the Russian government doesn't officially condone what Snowden did. The US government wants to arrest him and take him back to America for trial. So far, the Russians haven't agreed to their requests to return him. The US government says that Snowden damaged national security and hampered the US government's ongoing work to foil terrorist plots and catch terrorists. Some people agree with these accusations and believe that he should be punished. Others say that Snowden should be congratulated for his fearless exposé of the secret and unaccountable world of intelligence gathering. In the end, it all depends on your point of view.